On a recent Thursday morning, Antoinetta Lassiter is playing with roller skates she's just gotten for her 5th birthday.
That's roller skates.
Oh my God.
She's in her Beachview home with her mother and grandmother, asking an endless stream of questions. Her mother, Melinda, says it's nice to have her home, but if things had gone the way they were planned, her daughter would still be enrolled in her Head Start program.
I went to pick her up from school, actually, and the teacher wound up telling us that the school's closing on the 19th of April. And that was kind of shocking.
Head Start is a school readiness and health program that serves 3 to 5 year olds from low-income families. The program Antoinetta attended was at the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Association in Overbrook. Because of the sequester, the program had to end its school year a month early, leaving Antoinetta and 580 of her young peers without a daytime activity, leaving their parents scrambling for a quick solution, and leaving over 100 Head Start employees without work. Susan Buffton is director of early childhood education programs at the center.
There's a lot of collateral damage, I think, involved with sequestration.
The automatic federal budget cuts known as sequestration went into effect in March. The cuts were put in place in 2011 as part of a deal to raise the country's debt ceiling. They were intended to push lawmakers towards making a long-term deal to address the budget deficit. That never happened. Now these cuts affect a range of federal programs, among them Head Start, which is facing a 5.27% cut. Head Start programs are grant-funded on an annual basis to groups that run on different fiscal years. The Three Rivers Council of the American Indians program fiscal year started in October, which Buffton says left them with few options.
Understanding that you cannot retroactively close down a classroom or lay off staff positions, we were forced to make the decision to actually close our classrooms early this year to accommodate the 5% during this fiscal year.
Depending on when their grant years start, other programs have had to make similar decisions. They learned of the cuts in March and had to make decisions and implement them in April. Buffton says besides the general inconvenience, this sudden shuttering has had an adverse effect on the development of the children who had been in the program.
For a lot of our kids, it's not just a matter of coming there for school. We're providing supports for families, oftentimes young parents. We're providing support, nutritional support for children. They're eating at the center. We provide mental health services.
Many of those children are scheduled to enter school in the fall.
And unfortunately, closing the classrooms down probably impacted the 290 children scheduled to go to kindergarten this fall most intensely, because what we're doing at that point is we're working with families around transitioning kids into kindergarten. We're working with the children to assess their skills and try to assist them in making sure that they're as ready as they can be to enter the kindergarten classroom and be successful learners.
Melinda Lassiter sees the benefits of Head Start on her daughter, who had been enrolled, versus her son, who entered kindergarten without attending Head Start.
More of like knowing how to say the alphabet, and writing his name, because once he got into kindergarten, he was kind of scared, and it took him a little bit longer down the road to catch on.
Those differences aren't just anecdotal. Since Head Start started in the 1960s, research has shown its benefits repeatedly. Heather Bachman is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh in the School of Education.
So in the short term, we do see a lot of health improvements for children, as well as social, behavioral, and some cognitive gains as well. And those can last through first to third grade, depending on the outcome and also depending on at what age children started, if they started at ages 3 or 4. Some of the exciting results, though, that we're seeing from Head Start are actually more long-term benefits.
Bachman says some of those are greater educational attainment and less engagement in crime and delinquency. She says some of the skills kids learn in Head Start, such as impulse control, might help in the classroom in terms of waiting one's turn, but those skills can also help later in preventing engaging in risky behaviors. Some studies say there is a fade-out effect to Head Start, where the skills attained are lost by third grade. But the methodologies for those studies aren't rigorous. Head Start is overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services. It sends $456 million to Head Start programs in Pennsylvania to serve 4,000 students every year. The state also contributes money, but that money has been steadily decreasing. At the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Association, the state and federal funding are kept separate. The state-funded classrooms are still in session. Head Start also provides early intervention services for children with special needs and helps children find a medical and dental home. The children with special needs can get speech or cognitive therapy at other centers, but that comes with its own set of issues. Melissa Rubellini's 5-year-old son had been receiving speech therapy at the center. Now he's been transferred into another program one day a week for help with his speech and hearing. She's had to change her work schedule and is spending her days with him.
I mean, there's budget cuts. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I don't really know what we could do as parents. I don't know. I mean, they sent letters to him and they said they were going to rally and stuff. But I have kids, so I really can't go to too many places and do stuff.
Blair Hyatt, the director of the Pennsylvania Head Start Association, says because Head Start programs already operate on small budgets, these cuts have been devastating.
Yeah, it means that there's very, very little. There's no extra. There's no fat left in any of their budgets. And it means that it's very difficult to absorb small cuts in Head Start because the models for the programs usually involve, you know, having a certain number of children to make up a classroom that supports a teacher and two health coordinators.
Hyatt says some of the programs are weighing other options to make ends meet, such as pulling health insurance benefits for employees. At the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Association, they'll have three fewer classrooms and will possibly cut bus service. He says the effects of these cuts will be felt for a long time.
The impression originally was, you know, that the sequester was like the fiscal cliff and all of a sudden some big disaster was going to happen. The sequester, as it's going to play out in Head Start, is really serious, but it's not a cliff. It's a long, slowly implemented impact.
I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.